yesterday, Israel launched its long-threatened ground offensive of Gaza City, with some Palestinians describing it as the most intense bombardment of this war. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said this latest attack is intolerable for people living there.
We are seeing massive destruction of neighbourhoods, now the systematic destruction of Gaza City. We are seeing massive killing of civilians in a way that I do not remember in any conflict since I am Secretary General. The Palestinian people is suffering an horrendous situation. This is something that it is morally, politically and legally intolerable.
Well, this latest offensive comes after a UN commission of inquiry concluded that Israel had committed genocide in the enclave, an assessment which was rejected as fake by Israel. Today, the European Commission will propose new sanctions on Israel, which include suspending certain trade provisions. We're joined now by Shona Murray, who's Europe correspondent for Euronews. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning.
So, Shona, the EU foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas' message to EU member states is to get behind the plan to sanction Israel on trade. Now, you interviewed her yesterday. How confident is she of this happening?
Well, she's not 100% confident because, as we know, anything that has been brought to the table to EU member states to sanction Israel in any small way has been blocked. Even if it's unanimous, there's a few countries, Hungary, Austria, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Germany and Italy that will always block it. And then on this particular proposal, you just need qualified majority. So it's not unanimous, but still it would require either Germany or Italy to support it in order for it to pass. And there's no confidence yet that that will happen. There's no reason, even though we have all these reports from the United Nations, the world group of genocide scholars saying genocide is happening or has happened in Gaza. It's just a very political issue.
And as you said, getting the qualified majority has been difficult up to now. Germany in particular, I mean, it has halted arms deliveries to Israel. But that fear of being accused by Israel of being anti-Semitic with any sanctions or such actions, is that still a main concern now for Germany?
Yeah, it's a huge concern. And it's also a concern for Chancellor Merz within his own party, because even when he made that call or that decision to end arms that may go into Gaza, so they're still supplying arms licenses to Israel, just they're just stopping ones that may be used in Gaza. Then he got a huge amount of backlash from his own CDU party. So it's a very sort of divisive issue, as anyone can imagine, in Germany. But actually what I've heard is that, I mean, Germany, although they haven't brought up alternative solutions, which is what Kaya Kallas has said, like if you're going to block everything we propose, bring up something, then it's Italy, which is the other large country in the EU that is also blocking it. And then there are other countries as well. But Germany and Italy, the two big ones, is what's needed. But I think these proposals today are hugely significant, because the idea is that the Commission is going to sanction or end the free trade provision within the EU-Israel Association Agreement. And there's 42 billion euros of trade with Israel and the EU every year, and 37% of that will now have duties on it. So it's far greater than, let's say, the Occupied Territories Bill or anything individual member states can do. So it is actually a momentous proposal.
Many will ask, though, I suppose, the magnitude of the sanctions. How will it impact Israel financially?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you think of 2024, 42.6 billion euros of trade was done between the EU and Israel. 37% of that will now have duties on it. So we don't know the figures because we don't know exactly the cost of the goods, but it's significant in the economic cost, according to Kaya Kallas, who I interviewed yesterday. But it's also significant in that it's coming from Ursula von der Leyen, a German president of the European Commission. So what has to happen now is that there needs to be, I think, a push at sort of member state level. I know that Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, is trying to gather momentum amongst like-minded countries to have an emergency vote on it. Because actually, with this proposal today, what's interesting is that even if it sort of goes to member states, they won't vote on it until the end of October. And obviously, given the reports we're seeing now and the vision of what we're seeing in Gaza, time is of the essence.
And of course, there's been much concern about the EU being accused of dragging its feet on sanctions to date. But importantly, what has the reaction been in Israel, if any, to these possible proposals then?
Well, the proposals are only being released today. I just had a leak of it yesterday and did the interview with Kaya Kallas. But undoubtedly, they will reject them wholeheartedly, because we've seen the response to Ireland for potentially doing the occupied territories bill. Belgium has done an occupied territories bill as well. And the Israeli government, the prime minister, came out and said Bart De Wever, the Belgian prime minister, was a weak leader who was legitimizing Hamas. So undoubtedly, Ursula von der Leyen and the EU will get the same sort of criticism from Israel, because that seems to be what the response consistently is. So the question is as well, I think it's a really good question, is that will any of these measures pressurize Israel to change course in Gaza, even though what we're hearing already is it's a fait accompli in Gaza when it comes to genocide and ethnic cleansing.
And many will be waiting to see the detail of those proposals. But for now, Seán Murray, thank you very much.
You.
We will take a break, and coming up afterwards, the rift at the DAA and the €1 million exit.